brother. Amen.
Before I preach this morning, I need to do something. About 3 weeks ago now, the Lord woke me up in the middle of the night and told me to do something. And I sort of told him I didn't think he knowed what he was talking about. But he wouldn't let me put it away. He kept pressuring me. And I told him last Friday when I talked to him, I told him what the Lord had told me what to do. And he said, well, if God told you what to do, you better get at it. And it has been the custom in this area that a visiting evangelist holding a meeting would take an offering for the host pastor. And if that's what he would have told me to have done, it would have been very easy for me and for the person that I want to take this offering for this morning. But he didn't tell me to do that. He told me to take an offering for his wife. She has been special to my wife and I for a long, long time. I don't think if you were going to pay her by the hour, I don't think you could afford her. I've seen her car down there at that fellowship hall many a time in the wee hours of the morning. She doesn't have a salary. She's a grandma. And every woman that you know wants a little money of their own, especially a grandma wants some grandma money. So I'm a-doing this morning. And when he woke me up in the middle of the night, not only did he tell me to take the offering, he told me to get Jeff Jones to come to this piano and play some giving music. He has that ability. I'm going to ask him to come while you're standing. Brother Joe gave Yankees a hard time last night, but this is a good Yankee. He's been good to me. So while he plays, you give out of the bottom of your heart to just thank her for what she means to this camp and probably what she means to you, because she's